Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs. It's not as bad as you think. Why Capitalism Trumps Fear and the Economy Will Thrive, by Brian S. Westbury. Narrated by Sean Pratt. Introduction. Next to the second coming of Christ and the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series, the end of capitalism may be the most predicted and expected event of humankind. In fact, many believe that we are locked in war between economic heaven and hell right now. And at the beginning of 2009, most would have been hard-pressed to believe that hell hadn't won. Rarely had the business of doom and gloom sold so well. The bookstores were filled with pessimism. Here are the titles of just some of the books published in the past year or so. The Return of Depression Economics. The Great Depression Ahead. The Greatest Depression of All Time. America's Financial Apocalypse. Crash Proof: How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. And Financial Armageddon. Outside of Alan Greenspan and a few who work for President Obama, the most famous economist alive was New York University professor Nouriel Roubini, otherwise known as Dr. Doom. He was everywhere during the downturn, and his interviews on television and in newspapers and magazines were filled with forecasts of deep recession, skyrocketing unemployment, and deeper financial crisis. There is no doubt that the economy suffered great pain. Housing prices were falling sharply. The stock market fell by more than 50%. The unemployment rate rose to its highest level in over 25 years. Some of the nation's biggest banks and investment banks failed. Housing foreclosures grew rapidly. Real gross domestic product, GDP, fell sharply. And the government intervened in the private sector to a greater extent than it had since the Great Depression. None of us has ever seen anything like it. The question is, what in the world happened? Did the capitalist system finally fail? Did greed run rampant? Was government asleep at the switch? Was the financial crisis, as President Obama said, caused by a perfect storm of irresponsibility?
But just as
sample complete. Ready to continue?